This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, the shutdown is over for at least 3 weeks. Wow, what a wicked Friday it was that threw into the weekend when so many air traffic controllers decided they weren't going to work. It forced things to take a turn, let's say, with this back and forth between 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the House. And that's where we begin. Kate Delaney's version of America Tonight rolls like this. Hundreds of thousands of furloughed federal workers are preparing to turn to work again instead of what's on Netflix, if Netflix wasn't gone because many couldn't pay their bills. President Donald Trump told the Wall Street Journal he doesn't think the negotiations will strike a deal that he'd accept. So in 3 weeks, we could be back in the same situation. He pledged to build a wall anyway, however, this time using his executive powers to declare a national emergency if necessary. We know that those behind-the-scenes machinations were already starting to happen, but it wasn't rolled out. So this could be what we see in the next 3 weeks, or perhaps something else changes. Who knows? The craziness is that nothing was accomplished during the shutdown. And as someone, as you've been listening to America Tonight, or if you're just tuning in for the first time, thank you. I've been broadcasting all over the place from Florida and Philadelphia and Dallas and a couple of places in between. So I've had to go through TSA checkpoints. I've watched long lines, lethargic looking people still there doing their jobs, and talked to a lot of people along the way who were really struggling to feed their families, in some cases, two people who work for the government and no checks coming in. Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, said nothing really was accomplished during that 35-day partial government shutdown. She was part of the Sunday swirl. As you can imagine, there were a ton of political talking heads on the television Sunday political shows. She was on Face the Nation. And she said, I don't know how any member of the administration or of Congress could think that a shutdown was worthy of pursuing. It never is. And, of course, is it a good policy? No. But this was that tug of war and where it ended up. And so perhaps this next time around, it's not quite the same thing. But in 3 weeks, this will be the same position. This was a three-week deal. That's what it was. So 3 weeks, then what? Yeah. It's crazy. The reaction to it has been pretty swift and wide. And as I mentioned, you know, into the weekend, a lot of the conversation was over that. Where were we headed? What will happen next? You look at the lost money and lapsed health insurance problems that now are on these federal contractors, because that also kicked in for some people, because you're talking about folks that are living in what I call the tight space, and that means really close margins. So can't pay the health insurance, employees lost coverage for how many weeks of pay. Now you got the possibility of another shutdown after February 15th. Will it really happen? I think when the president says he's considering invoking emergency powers to build the border wall, he realizes if this is what he wants to do, probably that's the best way to go, because the negotiations over immigration are not going anywhere. There's no wall that's part of what the Democrats are going to approve. Nothing. And then you've got the Roger Stone problem. For Bob Mueller, this was yet another arrest, a show early in the morning, Friday, busting in, agents swarming all over the place, Roger Stone saying it was baloney, that there was no collusion, he wasn't involved in anything of any sort, the president himself tweeting out there was no collusion, and White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders claiming the indictment has nothing to do with the president. But Bob Mueller is dipping deeper into the pool of the inner circle of the president, and certainly it has become a comedy fest of punchlines for late night comedians, but will it really lead anywhere? So for Stone, he was charged with 7 counts of obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, witness tampering. The indictment alleges that he criminally concealed the extent of contacts with WikiLeaks during the months leading up to the 2016 presidential election, when they released thousands of stolen Democratic emails in an effort to smash Hillary Clinton. Stone downplayed his connection to WikiLeaks, but the problem is he's caught all over the place talking to people on the tube about WikiLeaks and being the liaison to WikiLeaks. In fact, there's a show called The Circus where that aired just the other day, and they showed a bit of a back and forth between him and one of the main journalists in the show, where he said he was the liaison between WikiLeaks and the White House, basically. Does this stick? What does it mean? You know, before the indictment, it was possible for the president's campaign to claim it was merely just a beneficiary of a WikiLeaks document dumps. Remember how damaging that was to the Democrats' push for Hillary. Multiple people involved in the Trump campaign were in repeated contact with Stone, seeking to gather advance intelligence about WikiLeaks plans, and in a sort of noted use of a passive voice, the indictment alleges a senior Trump campaign official was directed to contact Stone to find out what other damaging information about Clinton might be coming. So, wow, do we want to read Mueller's report now more than ever? The answer is yes. It's what I used to say before. If there's something there, let's see it. Stop teasing us. And now, asking for a couple more months, I think this is the way up the pyramid, but will it lead to anybody other than where we are right now? There's other levels, and how far will that level go? So Stone's indictment really falls toward a cover-up. And does Mueller have any kind of evidence of some sort of broader conspiracy? Will more charges be coming? Or will they kind of fade away? Now, the best case scenario concerning WikiLeaks is that the Trump campaign, having learned that emails stolen from its opponent by a hostile foreign power were about to be released, I suppose. More on that and what else is kicking around in my world and yours. The Buzz, next.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Everybody and anyone is running for president in 2020 from the Democratic side of the aisle. And then there is an independent who could throw a monkey wrench into the Democrats' plans to beat Donald Trump. Kamala Harris is the sixth Democrat that declared. She had a big shindig in Oakland. She's not the only one for the Democrats. Elizabeth Warren makes the list. Kirsten Gillibrand, also the senator from New York, is declaring. Julian Castro from San Antonio, HUD secretary in the Obama administration, a San Antonio mayor. You also have Tulsi Gabbard, who is a congresswoman from Hawaii, and she's declared. John Delaney, former U.S. House representative from Maryland, businessman, entrepreneur, although supposedly the word was that he was dumping out of it. But these are people that has talked about running for president. And then there's Howard Schultz. So Howard Schultz was on 60 Minutes, and the New York Times did a piece on him that he's preparing to run as an independent. He's already started the groundwork that you would need to do to be on the ballot in all 50 states. He'll formally decide whether to enter the race following a book tour over the next 3 months. He has a new book coming out. He says that the political system is broke with both parties basically in business to preserve their own ideology without a recognition and responsibility to represent the interests of the American people. So he's taking his book. He's making a run from this side to that side of the country, I guess, to see the reaction to that. He has plenty of money to make a run and plenty of people that he can hit up for those dinners that you have to have. But if he does truly run as an independent, it should be Donald Trump that sends him a present, because he will pull from the Democratic voter pool, I think. And that they don't like that idea. Because think about it. It's all about votes. Remember, it's not about the popular vote. It's Electoral College. It's about those heavy numbers that you have to have. Now, that's a couple years away, but we're already into 19. So when you're into 19, that means giddy up, giddy up. When you run for president, it's not like the old days where you had like 1 month, they threw up a bunch of flyers, you had a couple of rallies, and then made the best man win because there was never a woman that was considered in the mix. Now it's a two-year process. And really before that, discussions happen before that. And then it's a question of narrowing the list and debates and everything else that it entails. Wow. Can't believe we're knocking on the door to this again. Where did the time go? So I crack things open and say, yep, the government is open, but open for 3 weeks. Then what happens after that? Flip a coin. Heads I win, tails you lose. The game is rigged, just like what I just mentioned to you. Flip a coin and say that to one of your friends and see if they catch on to it. I do believe that. So with this, with the possibility of that, and then this tug of war over the wall, really, to me, there's got to be another way to get this funding in, kick it around, and figure this out, and not have another situation where we're talking about. I don't think the people, honestly, I don't think the people who are very much strapped and standing in pantry lines can bear the blow of having that happen again. They just don't have the resources for it. And especially the numbers that we're talking about, the numbers just way too high. So this is certainly something that's the buzz in my backyard and yours. This might also make your list. This, despicable 21-year-old that killed family members, killed five people, shot them in cold blood in Louisiana last week, including his parents, his girlfriend, and then members of the family. Then he makes way to grandma's house in Richmond, Virginia. She was warned, hey, he may come here. So she was frightened. They got her out, just get a hotel room. Cops were checking out her house to make sure it was okay. And guess who pulled up? Yeah, the alleged gunman, Dakota Thoreau. He was arrested at her house, and he's taken back to Louisiana. He's going to face charges, including first-degree homicide, home invasion, illegal use of weapons, you name it. It's a giant laundry list, but he was identified as a suspect in the Saturday morning shootings of family members, Billy Ernest and Tanner Ernest, 17 years old. Summer Ernest, 20 years old. Wow. Think about that. I mean, this has got to be one of the worst domestic violence cases, one of them anyway, that I've heard of. And certainly in Louisiana and in this sleepy parish, they're saying it's one of the worst that they've seen in a very long time. For a guy, a young guy, to walk into a bedroom, kill his mother, father, then kill the family, you know, he had a connection with, is incredible. Kills his family members, then goes after the girlfriends and does the same thing. Wow. What could possibly have set that off? And it is domestic violence. And I've talked about this before. I've had family members who have had to deal with domestic violence on the law enforcement side, and it's the worst thing ever. When they answer those calls, they're not really sure what's going to happen when they go in and try to sort it out. Too often police officers are stabbed, shot, and don't find their way back. It's that crime of passion or insane moment or just complete insanity, whatever it is. Those families' lives are wrecked forever, let's face it, because you go around that pole once and you don't get it back, and I don't care how much a therapy you go through. If that's a very, very tough, tough thing to live with. Very, very tough. Oof. Also, what might have tripped your radar just a little bit, I'm thinking, is there was the AFC and NFC showdown, or really not the AFC and NFC, it's really the Pro Bowl. I guess it's the AFC and NFC showdown, that's fair to say. But do we care? It's like flag football, I'm just saying, right? The real game is the Super Bowl, and the fact that you've got Tom Brady playing in the Super Bowl again, and if he wins, he says there is zero chance he retires after the Super Bowl. Zero. Why would he not retire and go out on the top? What else does he need? I don't get it. So, the AFC wins the Pro Bowl. Pat Mahomes takes the MVP. It's the third straight time they've done it. 26-7 was the final score. You know, and there were some highlights in this, and I love this Pat Mahomes, the quarterback for Kansas City, but this was a flag football, right? However, for the people that play in it, like the AFC players, they get $67,000 for the win, $8,000 more than the guys who will lose the Super Bowl next week in Atlanta. Pro Bowl losers get $39,000. That's pretty nice, right? And there's all kinds of money tied to incentives, etc. But it was the AFC just running away with this thing pretty much almost completely until the tail end of it, and the NFC got back into it a little bit for one score anyway. But they were never, ever in it. So it's really about New England and the Rams playing in the Super Bowl. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we'll talk more about that when we invade the man cave. Because Super Bowl snacks, that's what it's all about. What are you possibly doing for the Super Bowl as far as snacking is concerned? Seven-layer dip, chips galore, pizzas, hamburgers. You know, mostly when you go to houses, when you go to someone's house and they have a big throwdown, they'll usually have some kind of desserts, of course, like a dessert tray of stuff. But for the main fare, it's always wings and pizza and guacamole and that kind of stuff, pretty much, right? I'm thinking, if you're throwing a party or just hanging out, you might be eating something like that. I don't really believe that many people, although some might be, are doing the healthy green shake thing. Let's have green shakes. I have a NutriBlender. Let's come over and we'll blend, shred and blend some kale, some carrots, and some other really good stuff to eat. People really aren't eating well when it comes to the Super Bowl, let's just say. You had plenty of thoughts on what you believe the buzz is. We're going to go to our mailbag on the flip side. Meet you there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says a national emergency to build the border wall or another government shutdown are still possibilities on the table. As hundreds of thousands of federal workers start back to work after a month of worry, the White House is reminding everyone this is only a 3-week timeout in an unresolved dispute over border wall money, and that could mean they will be off work again in mid-February. Mulvaney was on Fox News Sunday.
I don't think any president of any party who's doing his or her job would be doing the job properly if they took anything off the table.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins was not so sure. She was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Shutdowns are never good policy, ever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have mail, mistress.
We have mail. Mail, mail, mail. It's one of my favorite things. So we dive into it. And here we go. Reaction to the government being reopened, so to speak, the partial shutdown anyway, over for the next 3 weeks. This one from Newton, who says, Kate, thank you very much. I agree with Ann Coulter. I think that the president, who I'm a supporter of, folded up like a cheap suit. What was he thinking? I believe Nancy Pelosi scored one on the Trumpster. What do you think? Oh, I think he was not happy at all. That you know, when you have air traffic controllers calling in sick, you cannot risk that. When you look at LaGuardia being shut down and the possibility of that and planes being turned around on a Friday, and then there were other problems in huge spots in the U.S. Philadelphia was rattling. I was in Philly and panicked that, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to rent a car to get back to Dallas, but it all wrapped up. So Trump tweeted out, never thought I'd say this, but I think John Roberts from Fox and Jillian Turner at Fox News have even less understanding of the wall negotiations than the folks at fake news, CNN and NBC. Look to the final results. Don't know my poll numbers are so good, especially up 19% with Hispanics, because now they were more critical of poll numbers and talking about what's happened because of the partial government shutdown, that those numbers have dropped in some of the polls, and that was his reaction to that. And then the Coulter news, where Ann Coulter, she made news just because she tweeted out, you know, good news for George Herbert Walker Bush, as of today, is no longer the biggest wimp ever to serve as President of the United States. And then she criticized him again. She was on Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO on Friday night, saying she expects Trump to keep a promise he made every day for 18 months. So that's the thing. It's saying you're going to do it, saying you're going to do it, and then really going out on that fat limb, threatening to continue the government shutdown, and then folding it up because I think there was no choice. And the no choice is you cannot have, and I said this on the show, TSA, air traffic controllers, anything where you're putting the public at risk too, in a risk averse field, which is flying and the safety of the public. So now it's interesting. What are the odds for this border wall funding deal? Some are placing the odds at 50-50 or so. And he's not going to get less. I mean, he can't have less than he requested, $5.7 billion. So will he get the $5.7 billion? Will this be tied to another potential government shutdown because of the funding issue? That's why. Or does something else happen? Is there an emergency order? Does that happen? Yay or nay? And oh, by the way, got this one from Frank, and he says, Katie, does this mean with the partial government shutdown being over temporarily that the president will have his State of the Union address? Great question. It can't take place on Tuesday. It's not happening on the 29th. I don't believe so. In fact, I tried to get a hold of someone in Washington, as was everybody else, to figure this out. And the word is that no, that's not going to happen. So this back and forth, the postponement of the 29th address, will there be a State of the Union? I think there will, but it won't be that day. Perhaps it will be in the beginning of February. I would think it would be before that February 18th date where we get to that 3 weeks again. But a deal was made and the federal government is open for 3 weeks, a temporary relief anyway, to 800,000 federal workers who didn't have pay, and maybe time to broker a deal on border security, maybe. But what does that look like? There is not a compromise between that $5 billion plus for the wall. What's the compromise going to be for the president? And speaking of that, this one from Jake. Whoa, Nelly. Kate, I didn't think that this would happen this way. I really thought there was going to be an emergency declaration, and that's what would happen with the wall. I didn't believe we would get this, okay, the government's open, but you said it all along. There are some people who are calling in sick that have the power to cripple too many elements of society, and once you got into the air traffic control towers, that was it. How could you possibly allow that to continue? When you think of business and you think of travel, you have to have those air traffic controllers, and you couldn't have all those people working without pay. Yeah, I mean, that's it. The people that work without pay had all kinds of different jobs. But when you think of tied to safety and calling in sick and in great big numbers, yeah, that's, no. You couldn't sustain that, in other words. And I knew that they had the power, and if they did that, that would be the final blow. How do you allow that to continue? How would you allow planes to not be able to leave and airports to have to be shut down when so much money is pumped into the economy and into the coffers of big business who fund lots of politicians, let's face it, or parties anyway? So that was a stroke of brilliance on the part of the air traffic controllers who, look, we're having a tough time. They weren't getting food. They couldn't hustle up these side jobs and then be in a tower. It was already dangerous enough as it was. So that's what you get. All right, how about this one? This one is from Connor. And Connor says, Kate, Roger Stone being arrested, the way he was hauled off, was embarrassing and stupid, but he definitely bragged about his connection to WikiLeaks and how he was the conduit. I wonder what they're really thinking at the White House and what the strategy is should this go south on them. How do they handle it? Well, that's the thing, isn't it? The thing is, what does happen? How far does it go? Once you get to Roger Stone, he's saying it's baloney, and he's saying he has been friends with the president forever, and there is nothing to roll over. You have Jerome Corsi saying, I'm going to do my best to tell the truth. And you have people wondering if Roger Stone is going to cooperate with special counsel or not, because in Stone's case, Mueller finds crime in the whole cover-up thing. Sometimes when you're looking at heavy jail sentencing, that's not a good thing, and you realize, ooh, I could be in trouble here. I don't see a Roger Stone behind bars, but he very well could be, because what is Bob Mueller, you know, where does it all go down with Bob Mueller, and how much does he cooperate with Mueller, and what are they looking for, the specifics of it? What does that look like? All right, let's move on to something else. This one is from George, who says, Kate, boy, you look at the asylum seekers, and I was just reading a story last week that we've had to delay plans to send them back to Mexico while the claims have to be sorted out with the Mexican government not agreeing with the policy. How many people will possibly be processed, and isn't this part of the problem? Well, no asylum seekers have been sent back right now, as of yet. But it's a delicate situation. You've got migrants who have court dates with judges to seek asylum, which means the U.S. have accepted that their lives could be in danger if anything happens to them in Mexico. Their families could sue the U.S. government for failing to protect them. Wow. So that's another wrinkle in the whole thing. The Mexican government disagrees with the unilateral measure implemented by the U.S., doesn't agree with it, they won't accept the migrants for humanitarian reasons. So now what? They've got this court date, they're stuck. The U.S. is processing 20 people a day at San Ysidro. Eventually they'll extend the policy to other points. It's, you know, catch and release, and they're fighting that. And that's what the president wanted, to stop catch and release, because allowing people who cross the border without papers and claim asylum to have leave detention and remain in the U.S. while their cases are being processed. And what do we know about those people? That's the danger of catch and release. But now you have this humanitarian security crisis on the border. So the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is saying it is a humanitarian crisis. We have a broken immigration system exploited by smugglers, traffickers, and those who have no legal right to remain in the United States. How many of the asylum claims have merit? How many without? You got to think of the violence in Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. Do they show up for the court hearings? 800,000 asylum requests? My God, how do you process that? And the answer is, slowly. There's not enough judges. There's no way to do this in a quick, easy, streamlined manner. It's out of control. We're going to the man cave next. We need a reprieve.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Alright, so we are in the man cave, and in the man cave, a lot of conversation about the upcoming Super Bowl and where you're gonna go, what you're gonna grub, and who you're gonna hang with. Somebody asked me today, hey, you know what, there's this great Super Bowl contest where it's $100 to be in it, and then you pick a square. Like, well, I think you're going to win some pretty big money, but you got to hit that number on the square. So there's all kinds of gambling going on, etc. Kate Delaney, as we crack open what the discussion is from the world of sports and what you would be talking about in the man cave anyway, the digs for the Super Bowl would be part of the conversation because it's in Atlanta, that gorgeous new stadium. 1.6 billion marvel of technology, they call it, replacing the Georgia Dome. So the city has transformed its crown jewel with this new world-class epicenter when it comes to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. There is no doubt about that. So a great place to hold the Super Bowl. But, and a city that once was criticized by my pal Dan Shaughnessy, who spent many moments with me on the air on my NBC show, he said that he wrote in the Boston Globe that Atlanta, many years ago, was a town with absolutely zero enthusiasm for professional sports. But now it seems like they do have some enthusiasm for sports. And it is the kind of town where, you know, you can get a Hawks game seat pretty easy midweek, but the Hawks aren't tearing it up. And now Atlanta is exploding, certainly with Fortune 500 companies and other companies that are headquartered there. Atlanta has become, I think, Hotlanta for business. And then the Sports Council, they're talking about things that they're doing in the city of Atlanta, and that's exploded too. The Braves' new home at SunTrust Park has been successful. They've had a lot of sellouts. So I disagree. Now, I think that it's more of a sports city. The kind of crowds they're drawing for MLS, 70,000 plus, I mean, that's crazy. That's phenomenal. Even though MLS can draw in other cities, whoo, that's a high, high draw. Let's put it that way. So when you watch the Super Bowl, you're going to see some incredible, and I'm sure they'll do tours of the stadium. You'll see what that Mercedes-Benz Stadium looks like, and it is mind-blowing. Let's put it that way. And then I love this. Pat Mahomes is the MVP of the Pro Bowl, and you know, following the Patriots win over the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, Tom Brady paid Pat Mahomes a visit at the Kansas City locker room as a sign of respect and said it was such a great game. There were so many emotions. It was going back and forth. He said, this is what Pat Mahomes said. He let everyone know what he said. He said, good game and that kind of stuff. He said he was in my place. He was young. He got to win the Super Bowl in his first year. So he understands that time flies, to make sure you put in the work. And he said what Pat Mahomes is saying is, I think he saw that I put in the work. We'd be talking about this because that's pretty classy, no matter what, right? I mean, that's a classy thing. So they win the game. Tom Brady goes over to the locker room, talks to Pat Mahomes, and then tells him that kind of stuff. And it's great that Pat Mahomes shared that. I mean, the guy's 23 years old. He threw 50 touchdowns, over 5,000 yards during the regular season. This is a team that can certainly go places, I think. Penalties and losses on a golf course are often talked about. Have you ever had a caddy, but you're not a pro? But when you're a pro, the rules of golf were released on January 1st. They are trying to make the game simpler, they say, and stop controversial rulings. So here's what happened. China's Hao Tung Li became the first player to be penalized under the rule, which doesn't allow caddies to stand on or close to an extension of the line of play. Li was handed the two-shot penalty at the Dubai Desert Classic when caddy Mike Burrow was a judge to have breached the rule, which is rule 10.3b3, while Li was putting on the 18th green. The Chinese player was defending the title he won last year. He held a 3-foot putt on the final green for what was assumed was a birdie and a 1-under-71 to finish in a 5-way tie for third, along with Sergio Garcia, Ian Poulter, and Paul Waring were in that mix. But the ruling cost him just under $98,000 in prize money. He was told of the infraction when he left the 18th green, was handed a two-shot penalty. It turned his birdie into a bogey, and his 71 became a 73. He dropped into a tie for 12th. So the rule is, a caddy can't deliberately stand on or close to an extension of the line of play behind the player's ball when the player begins taking a stance for the stroke and until the stroke is made. My goodness. Picky, picky, picky. This guy's a really good golfer, so if he finishes 12th, he's been in the money, he'll be back in the money again. Novak Djokovic just crushed Rafa Nadal in straight sets for the Aussie Open title. It was his seventh. I watched parts of this. This guy's an incredible athlete. 6-3, 6-2, 6-3. And here would be the question I would throw out in the man cave. Do you think you could even return his second serve? The answer is I would wear a face mask and just try to stick my racket out. So 15th career Grand Slam with that trophy, with that win. He moves into third place in history behind Roger Federer with 20 titles and Nadal with 17. He was tied at 14 with Pete Sampras. He was excited. He pumped his fists in the air, went to his knees, kissed his hand and banged down on the court with both hands and gestured to the audience, thanking them. He's just the king of the Australian Open. He likes playing on that surface. He still has a lot left in the tank, and 15 could turn into 20. So it's the 53rd time Djokovic and Nadal played each other. But Djokovic wins the career meetings overall, only by a few, though, 28 to 25. Nadal still leads their matches at the majors 9-6. There's something about the mystery, the excitement, the intrigue, the court, something for Djokovic that he plays so well in Australia. And it's been bloody hot there. 100 plus degrees. Oof. The thought of being on a tennis court, and especially at the level that we're talking about there. Now they're pros, and this is what you do. You deal with the weather. But they've actually called things because of the weather there. They did not call any of that during this match, of course. Thank goodness they let him play it, which is a very, very good thing. So now as we arrive at the end of this hour, a couple of quick things. 20 people dead. Bombs were targeted at a cathedral in the Philippines. They're still trying to figure out who could be responsible for the bombing, but very sad. A Roman Catholic church apart in just a couple of very quick minutes. And witnesses say the first blast inside the Jolo Cathedral sent the churchgoers flying out of the church. Some of them wounded. They stampeded out the main door. You had the army troops and police posted outside. Very sad, isn't it? You go to church and that happens. That's what I say. A school, a church, a place of work, nothing is out of bounds. Nothing. And who did it? Who's claiming responsibility? They don't have any answers to that at this point. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Make it count, everyone.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.